Unit 10, page 122. Listening. Exercise 2.
Paula, welcome to the studio today. Now, you run what is considered by those who know what they're talking about to be a very successful advertising agency. What inspired you to enter the world of advertising?
I'm not sure if I know the answer to that, but I suppose I've always been a bit of an entrepreneur. Not the ruthless kind, of course. I'm certainly not very artistic, never have been, but I have an eye for design. And although I've certainly never had the gift of the gab, I can argue my way out of a corner and get my own way.
But success didn't come overnight, did it?
Not at all. But it hasn't all been hard grind. I started at the bottom and gradually worked my way up, but I can't say I didn't enjoy it along the way. I've had my ups and a few downs too, but in this field, you've just got to pick yourself up and start all over again.
How would you say that the world of advertising compares to working in other fields?
Working in advertising's certainly tougher, make no mistake. It's often said in advertising that you're only as good as your last idea. In reality, you're only as good as your next one. Our business is different because it constantly has to break with the past. This need for reinvention obviously affects the industry's culture. There can be very few industries that are expected to have a new idea every day.
But is there any evidence to back up what you are saying?
There's plenty of proof that you can't rely on past achievements. A quick glance at advertising shows that the industry is littered with campaigns that stayed around too long and ended up damaging the brand. So much so that the brand often disappears forever. A problem one famous and highly successful fashion company encountered in its last campaign.
So, what steps can you take to ensure your long-term survival?
Well, the only way to ensure your long-term survival, as you so aptly put it, is relentless investment in talent and opportunity, and a constant questioning of one's past. The desire to break with what you've created and the courage to start again. The, if it worked yesterday, it certainly won't work tomorrow sort of philosophy. For example, for most brands, the general thinking is that a strong heritage is considered an asset, a competitive advantage. And on the surface, there doesn't seem anything wrong with that. But it's the conventional view, and it presents advertising agencies with an interesting dilemma. How do they succeed as brands? We are, perhaps, an industry that can be trapped by our past glory. Just as a shark has to keep swimming to survive, an agency has to keep evolving to succeed. It has no fixed assets, no past equity to trade, and in reality, very little goodwill.
So, all in all, would you recommend the industry as a career?
Overall, I would say it's an industry for newcomers. It's an environment where the newcomer is regarded with greater relevance than anything else. And this is probably because, as an industry, we're obsessed with youth. A 50-year-old creative is an increasing rarity. Or, if they're still employed, they're consigned to some branch office in the back of beyond. We're in an industry where, for good or bad, history is suspect and the future is the prize. Of course, any business has to look to tomorrow, especially in facing today's relentless competition. But advertising must uniquely be an industry that has to forget about its past in order to ensure its future.
Paula, thanks for talking to us today. And now...